This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. In Jharkhand, elaborate security arrangements have been made for the first phase of the assembly elections. 43 constituencies will go to the polls in this phase today. Polling will begin at 7 a.m. and continue until 5 p.m. However, the polling will end at 4 p.m. at 950 sensitive booths spread over 31 constituencies. Over 1 crore 37 lakh electorates will decide political fortune of 683 candidates, including 73 women. Preparation are also complete for the by-polls in 33 assembly constituencies across 11 states today. These include 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 seats in Karnataka and 2 each in Madhya Pradesh and Sikkim. Besides, assembly by-polls will also take place for 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Meghalaya. Voting for by-election to Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala will also be held today. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Maharashtra as top leaders of various political parties leave no stone unturned to woo the voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed an election rally in support of Mahayuti candidates in Pune. Outlining the various development projects being implemented in Pune, Mr. Modi said, "Pune will be made the most connected city in the future." Praising the middle class as the backbone of the country, the Prime Minister said, the country is heading to become the third largest economy based on the contribution of the middle class. He listed various policies and decisions taken for the welfare of the middle class, including concessions and income tax and health facilities. Mr. Modi said that Congress created a wall between J&K and the Constitution through Article 370, thus supporting extremism in the valley. He said the time has come to shed light on Congress to expose its dark acts. He also accused Congress of looting people in Karnataka. Mr. Modi also addressed an election rally in Solapur, Maharashtra yesterday. Mr. Modi alleged that Congress is attempting to undermine the reservation policy and create division between Dalits, tribals and OBCs by sowing discord among them. Leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi criticized the central government for not caring about the poor, common people and farmers. Mr. Gandhi was campaigning for the Mahavikas Aghadi and Congress candidates in Gondia district yesterday. He also mentioned that OBCs constitute 50% of the population, but their participation in the overall system is very minuscule. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Darbhanga, Bihar today to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth around 12,100 crore rupees in the state. In a major boost to health infrastructure in the region, Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of AIIMS Darbhanga worth over 1,260 crore rupees. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple national highway projects worth around 5,070 crore rupees in Bihar. Prime Minister will dedicate and lay the foundation stone of railway projects worth over 1,740 crore rupees. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of multiple initiatives in the petroleum and natural gas sector worth over 4,020 crore rupees. The Home Ministry has approved the establishment of the first all-women battalion of CISF in a landmark decision aimed at empowering women and enhancing their role in national security. The proposal for the creation of all-women battalions in the force was initiated following the direction of Home Minister Amit Shah on the occasion of the 53rd CISF Day function. Defence Research and Development Organisation DRDO conducted the maiden flight test of the long-range land attack cruise missile from the integrated test range Chandipur off the coast of Odisha from a mobile articulated launcher. During the test, all subsystems performed as per expectations and met the primary mission objectives. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has complimented DRDO, the armed forces and the industry on the successful maiden flight. And India secured a 3-2 win against South Korea in the ongoing Women's Asian Champions Trophy 2024 at Rajgir in Bihar. India will play their next match in the Women's Asian Champions Trophy today against Thailand at 4:45 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.